From the WGXC newsroom, this is the Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news between Friday, January 22nd through Sunday, January 24th. I'm Philip Grant. The Center for Disease Control's weekly influenza surveillance report reported that New York has local outbreaks of flu, and at least one local school district is also reporting the transmission of influenza. The Cairo-Durham School District's website says, and I quote, "We have received reports of flu-like symptoms in the elementary school. We are asking for your help with reminding children to wash their hands frequently, cover their coughs and sneezes, and to stay away from others that are sick," end quote. A warning about cases of strep throat were sent home to Cairo Elementary School parents as well. Matthew Hamilton reported at Capital Confidential that upstate Republican, former and possibly future gubernatorial candidate Carl Paladino, said on Sunday, January 24th, he expects that an upstate political movement will mitigate the influence of the so-called liberal New York metropolitan area in the next election. When asked if the message from his 2010 gubernatorial campaign might be more palatable in 2 years, the Buffalo developer said on radio station New York's 970 AM, and I quote, "People say, how are you going to deal with Manhattan? You've got all those liberals down there. How's it going to happen?" End quote. He said the wave will come out of upstate, with not only Republicans and conservatives, but also independents and conservative Democrats. He said, and I quote, "That wave is going to overwhelm the New York City negative." End quote. Paladino's comments were focused more toward the support he says he preferred presidential candidate Donald Trump will have in the upcoming presidential election. Paladino said he is considering a run for governor in 2018, but has also pitched himself as the perfect Trump running mate. Michael Ryan reported in the Daily Mail that Kinderhook Republican John Faso has received the support of the Greene County GOP in his bid for the 19th congressional district seat currently held by Chris Gibson. The former state assembly minority leader and one-time candidate for governor was overwhelmingly chosen by the executive committee over Robert Bishop at the meeting held in Catskill on Thursday, January 21st. While local Republicans threw their support behind Faso, a primary is expected in June. Both Bishop and a third candidate, Andrew Heaney, have indicated their intention to compete for the Republican line in the November ballot. Heaney announced last week he would bypass the traditional committee selection process while referring to Faso as a, and I quote, "political insider," end quote. Greene County Republican Party Chairman Brent Bogardus chided Heaney, saying he went back on his commitment to honor the committee selection process. Jillian Nadiak and Roger Hannigan-Gilson reported in the Register Star that the Hudson City School District was the target of a phishing scam last week when two emails appearing to come from the district superintendent came through the school's email system. Phishing involves the use of fraudulent email messages and websites to trick a person into revealing valuable personal information. The emails sent to Hudson School personnel did request personal information. Superintendent Maria Stuttermeyer confirmed Saturday afternoon. On Sunday, she disclosed that an employee responded to the message, and as a result, staff social security numbers were provided to the sender of the message. Stuttermeyer said she was aware of only one person who received a fake email, but she will determine if others were recipients as well when she speaks with the staff this week. The incident was reported to local law enforcement and is currently under investigation. The Daily Freeman reported that the Dutchess County Water and Wastewater Authority is requesting all water customers in the towns of Hyde Park and Rhinebeck immediately reduce their water use until further notice. The restrictions affect the Hyde Park water system and the Stattsburg water system. That includes areas in the southern part of the town of Rhinebeck, Zone L, and the Harbord Hills, Zone D water system. A restriction at the intake pipe in the Hudson River resulted in a significant reduction in the amount of water that can be treated at the Hyde Park Water Treatment Plant. Heavy ice in the river is impeding efforts to send divers in to clear the intake screens, according to officials. All customers are urged to eliminate any unnecessary water use, ensure all unused taps are completely shut off, limit or postpone use of dishwashers and washing machines, backwashing of filters and water softeners, and washing of vehicles. And for our final story, Melanie Lekachevic reported in the Daily Mail that the Coxsackie Athens Board of Education decided on Thursday, January the 21st, to send district voters back to the polls in March to decide the fate of the district's capital improvement project. They will be asked to approve the same project, but with a different set of choices. In December, voters rejected the $17.9 million plan that called for classroom, library, and athletic field renovations. After a review of the exit surveys, the Board of Education chose to put forward the same project, but will give the voters options on some of the more controversial components of the plan. Proposition 1 will include the bulk of the project, including classroom reconfiguration and improved security measures such as new locks, surveillance cameras, and better security measures at building entrances. Proposition 2 will allow for joining the middle and high school libraries. Proposition 3 provides for replacing the existing grass surface on a portion of the athletic field with synthetic turf. The vote will take place from 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. on March the 22nd at the Coxsackie Elementary School and the E.J. Arthur Elementary School in Athens. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly sunny day with a temperature high near 36 degrees. For Monday night, it will be partly cloudy with a low around 25. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Tuesday, a slight chance of sleet before 10 a.m., then a slight chance of rain showers and sleet between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m., then a slight chance of rain showers after 1 p.m. It will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 42 degrees. For Tuesday night, a slight chance of rain showers before 1 a.m., then a slight chance of rain and snow showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 31. And on Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 38 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 20. Sunrise today was at 7:14 a.m., and the sun will set at exactly 5 p.m., providing us with 9 hours and 46 minutes of daylight. That's 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review for today, Monday, the 25th day of January, 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.